What can I say? Huge congratulations. Just trying to put into words how thrilled you are by this win.
Yeah, look, it is. It's just a one day, but it's the British Open. It's a quintessential British event. I've never won here before. It is Classic Moe's cup of tea. You know, it is a really vital burly prep. So, and obviously I've had a bit of a quiet year with her. She missed badminton in the spring. So delighted, A, to have her here, B, to put in such a good performance in all three phases, and C, to nab the win.
Let's reflect, shall we, on the cross-country course coming into this event. Ground was perfect, but it's quite a unique course in terms of the nature of the terrain. How do you feel it rode?
It rode very well. I had a super round. You know, Mark Phillips is getting very clever at slowing us down. You know, when I came home with four time faults, I thought I had done quite a lot to get that. But obviously I had some very fast guys to come behind me with Berto and Tim and Ollie. So I thought there was every chance someone might get it. But yeah, testament to Phillips. It was a demanding track in all the right places. There were some real pinch points. And, you know, certainly Classic Moe probably showed all of her experience and her speed to do what she did today.
I guess, as you alluded to, this is the most fantastic prep for Burley, but it's a significant win in terms of the context of the year that you've had.
Yeah, absolutely. It was very disappointing having to withdraw from badminton in the spring, but, you know, we don't know sometimes why things happen, and I keep sort of looking ahead to Burley and thinking, you know, maybe it's her year. But it's just fantastic to have her here. And obviously she looks a picture of health and is obviously feeling very well. And I think this has been, you know, hopefully really ticks the box in terms of our Burley prep. So we can just sort of consolidate from here and line up there in a month's time.